The image of fishing is a powerful image. It is present as a theme throughout the four Gospels. And it is an image that speaks to what it is to be a disciple of Jesus, what it is to be an apostle, what it is to be a follower. It speaks to the mission of those who follow Jesus. Now, any of you who fish know that fishing is an art. You need to go where the fish are biting. You don't wait for the fish to come to you. The art of fishing involves being in the right place and at the right time. The art of fishing involves an immense amount of patience. And the development of the technique to capture the fish's attention. I would suggest to you that those qualities, those images are what Jesus was trading on when he used the image of fishing as a metaphor for discipleship. This weekend, throughout the entire archdiocese, you and I and all other Roman Catholics are invited to reflect on the works of ministry that are done in this Twin City area by our church. Ministries that are beyond the scope of parish, and yet ministries that profoundly affect the lives of tens and hundreds of thousands of people. The ministries that are supported by the Catholic Services Appeal. You know, as of late, over the past generation, there has been a disintegration in the fabric, in the human and social fabric. Families are not as strong and connected as they were a generation ago. Neighborhoods aren't as strong and integral as they were a generation ago. Men and women are far more mobile and geography does not, if you will, define where relationships take place. Parishes are nowhere near as much the center of people's lives as parishes were a generation ago. Now, I'm not supporting that kind of disintegration. I'm just saying that's a fact. And the challenge of the church always is to face the fact of the culture, and in the midst of that culture, to proclaim God's love and God's presence. Well, I want to talk to you this morning just about one small slice of the way the Catholic Services Appeal assists in that effort. Just one small slice. Very often when people find themselves in crisis, or when they find themselves in a very different environment, there is an openness to reinvestigate one's spiritual life. And what the church does is the church provides professional women and men, lay people, religious, clergy, who serve professionally as chaplains and counselors to people who find themselves at those crossroads. You find these chaplains and these counselors, these women and men, working full-time in hospitals as part of a pastoral care team. You know, there used to be Catholic hospitals. There For all practical purposes, there are no more Catholic hospitals. Hospitals have all been purchased by large healthcare conglomerates like Allina or Health East. And so the providing of chaplaincy is the responsibility of the larger church. The making sure that there is a chaplain available to a family or to a person who is sick in the hospital is the responsibility of the larger church. The same is true of families and individuals who make use of hospice service, whether it is home-based hospice or it is an institution. That as families and individuals gather together, as families prepare for the death of a loved one, there is a need for ministry. There is an openness to that. On our colleges and university campuses, there are literally tens and tens of thousands of young people who really have not much of a connection to their neighborhood of origin or to their local congregation. They identify with their campus, whether that be the University of Minnesota or one of the schools of the Minscu system or one of the private colleges. And in every one of those colleges and universities, there is campus ministry, recognizing that young people at that point in their life, they're making decisions, life decisions. And there is a profound need for an availability of support and spiritual assistance. And so we have chaplains on public university campuses. We have chaplains on private non-Catholic campuses, such as McAllister, or Hamlin, or Augsburg. And then there are people who have hit the bottom. People whose back is against the wall. People for whom life has fallen apart. And quite often you find these people in county jails or in the workhouse or in state prisons. And there are women and men, religious and clergy, who minister full-time to those who are incarcerated. For many, that's the point at which life turns around for them. For many, that's the point at which they can be honest for the first time in a long time with themselves and with their God. Well, that's just one little slice of what the Catholic Services Appeal supports. Many, many full-time professional in chaplain service. There are many places where chaplaincy should happen where it doesn't. We don't have the resources to do it everywhere. For instance, there is no chaplaincy at the international airport. And yet when I go through O'Hare in Chicago or JFK in New York or Reagan International in Washington, D.C., you see signs that say Catholic Mass at these times today. Sacrament of Reconciliation at these times, counseling services at these times. Millions of people pass through airports. And there is a story for every person who's going through that airport. Some of them very ordinary and some of them extraordinary. Those two are moments and places where the net can be let down, and the catch can take place. What the Catholic Services Appeal is about is the funding of a fishing expedition. That's what it's about. It's about funding a fishing expedition. What does it cost to have a full-time chaplain? It costs $109 a day that pays salary and benefits. For a half a day, that's $54.50. For 2 days, that's $218. What I want you to do is to think about your willingness to fund the work of a chaplain for a half a day, for a day, for 2 days, for a week. Many of you received in the mail this past week an invitation to support the Catholic Services appeal. If you did not receive that invitation in the mail, there are envelopes at the end of each row, and there's an insert in the bulletin that contains the specifics about the appeal. Pray about it, think about it, and I encourage you to be generous in funding this fishing expedition. There are lots of other ways in which Catholic Services appeal touches the lives of men and women. We just looked at one little slice this morning. Next week, I would invite you to bring those envelopes with you and to place them in the collection basket with your contribution or your pledge. It's a terribly important work. Jesus sends people out. He says, go where they are. Jesus goes out. He moves from town to town and village to village. Missionaries go out. When I was a very, very young priest, a very wise man by the name of Owen Lamb taught me a lesson. Owen said, Father, if you really want to find out what's going on around here, don't hang around 38th and Pleasant Avenue South. That's where the church was. He said, you really want to find out where the needs are? I'd suggest you hang around Hartman Standard Station between 9 in the morning and 11 in the morning on Saturday. Everyone stops for gas. And I would suggest you go to the Red Owl and you push a cart up and down the aisle from 2:30 until 7 on Friday afternoon and evening. And if you do that, you'll find out everything that's going on. So I did it. One afternoon in the Red Owl, I had enough work to occupy me for 10 days. Owen Lamb was a smart, smart man. That's what Jesus asked his disciples to do. Go out. Go where they are. And be a presence of God's love and be a presence of God's life. Well, today we have the opportunity to welcome a new member into the household of the faith through the sacrament of baptism. And it's in that sacrament that God, in a unique way, touches this child. And God says to Thomas, you are my son. And the pouring of the Holy Spirit comes upon him so that he too may grow and become a witness to God's love and God's presence. And so as we prepare to welcome Thomas into the household of the faith through baptism, I ask you to join with me as we profess our faith. For it is in this faith that Thomas is about to be baptized. Do you